We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
What makes no sense is when people are right to use you and I, either at the object position, or following a preposition like for. You may have noticed in the past couple of examples that makes sense is corrected for when we are using it in the form of questions. If we are talking about more than one topic, then we can probably use that makes sense correctly. You can see that it is used as a sentence in the past two examples, with no other subjects needed. We can use it even when the subject is the singular. If we are writing a plural subject, this means made should be turned to an infinitive to fit. This is so because really acts like an auxiliary verb, and again, make, it becomes an infinitive to go along with this. In reality, it is quite the reverse. You have to follow the with the adjective, while the make works just fine, since it can either be the adverb or adjective. Just as it is not a mistake to use could instead of could, or say I am well. In any case, you will informally say that it makes sense to say because that is cutting from doing so at the start. I could say the other guy felt really strongly about that, which does not make sense to me. Now, you know it is not just about the other person. You also have something at stake, and that is useful to recognize. One day, you are going to encounter somebody, and everything is going to be made clear. Your mind will feel at ease, your heart will feel as though it has found a home, and finally, you can say that you found your man. Someone, it will all matter. Instead of being painful reminders, these heartbreaks will feel like life lessons, making you the kind of person that they can love. Those love songs that make your eyes roll will have you singing along. Those poetry books will make sense. Even the texts will have you smiling in moments you never thought were possible, because you will have fallen in love. Until then, we can remember God's amazing love for us, and choose to trust in God. One day, we will see how lovingly God looks over each and every detail of our lives, to make His plans and purposes come true. In times of life's challenges, it can be hard to see where God is at, or how that piece of your life could be used for good. God, life can be difficult, and sometimes it feels like nothing makes sense. If my thoughts are anything but mine, and neither are my ways, then it stands to reason that I am going to have times where I just do not get it. If only I understood the intent of that one thing, that would make the whole thing much easier to stomach. Just like with my phones, however, I do not have to understand what all of it means, because God does. If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I lay down my down-bedded head, you are there. You have got an entire world of experiences at your own end of the bridge, a world which is hanging together in ways which are meaningful to you. You have a chance to tell the other person how you view a situation, what it looks like in the context of their world. If you put yourself in the person's shoes, if you experience an overwhelming sense of emotions, if you experience a sense of loneliness, if you experience a sense of the terrors of his daily existence, if you truly understand, then everything makes sense. When a person with dementia says something that does not make sense or cannot possibly be true, it might make sense according to their own personal reality sense, even if we know that in our reality, it is bullshit. When people experiencing dementia are mistaken about reality or the truth, it is smart to embrace their version of reality and attempt to work with what they believe in order to be more comfortable. There are two reasons your loved one experiencing dementia or Alzheimer's disease might make statements that are not sensible. Someone experiencing dementia can also make a nonsensical statement because dementia attacks parts of the brain that allow them to use language to express themselves. If you try everything, but nothing works, then the lesson of the necessity is that nothing makes any difference. Things can get dangerous when learning that nothing makes a difference in regards to a single need becomes generalized across all needs. When the belief is held that nothing makes a difference, that a need is unmet, then individuals learn that approaching their environment for the sake of meeting their needs is potentially an empty, hurtful, and disappointing experience. If there is a belief that needs will not be met, and attempts to address needs will result in suffering and frustration, then it makes sense to keep working on dampening heightened awareness of needs. If an unmet need is related to connecting, for example, learning may begin by saying, "Do not try to connect to people." it is not going to work. But may conclude by saying, do not depend on your surroundings for anything. There is no point.
Thank you all for joining us again on Podka. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.